This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The New Hampshire Legislature's Joint Task Force on Heroin and Opioid Abuse worked through the month of December to develop recommendations to address the state's opioid and heroin abuse epidemic. Those recommendations have been sent to the governor and legislative leaders, and they'll start going through a joint public hearing process in the legislature next week. Joining me now to talk about what the task force concluded is Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley. He served as chair of the task force. Senator Bradley, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you. The recommendations you put forward fell into a few different priority levels. Can you spell out what those are for us?
Well, what we wanted to do is the ones that were vetted the most, we called them expedited. So they will have a joint public hearing next week, House and Senate, and they should be on the governor's desk by mid-January. Then others were designated for early consideration, meaning we hope to have them through the legislative process end of February, early March time frame.
And then there was a third category that would just be
the regular order, and that just will go through the legislative process.
Mm-hmm. And so the expedited items include stiffer penalties for those making and selling fentanyl, drug education in public schools, and permitting state funding for the prescription drug monitoring program, among others. You're fairly confident these will pass by the end of January?
I feel very confident that we will see early adoption of those measures. I think there's no controversy that fentanyl, which is even more potent than heroin, should be treated the same way with enhanced penalties of heroin. The upgrades to the prescription monitoring program, that was legislation I sponsored several years ago. We've got it up and running. Now it's time to take it to the next level.
And one of the items that you're hoping will pass sometime in February is money for a statewide drug court program. That's something you've been pushing for. Why is this an early item instead of an expedited one?
With regard to all the money items, we really need to see how fiscal 15, which was June 30th of 2015, how that fiscal year ended. So drug courts work, but we need to make sure we have the $3 million that the legislation, which I've sponsored, calls for.
So is it fair to say that those proposals on the expedited list are expedited because they don't cost as much and won't present some kind of
any
concern?
Of the items on the expedited list, there's a very small price tag to the prescription monitoring drug program, for instance. That's going to have doctors, dentists, other prescribers of opioids be required to utilize it far more often than they are today. In order to make that happen, we've got to do a one-time technology upgrade of $130,000. I think that will happen without any problem.
One parent testified about the experience of losing her son, and in the course of telling her story, she detailed how her son had problems accessing treatment because of insurance problems. So what has the task force done with respect to insurance companies and making sure that people who need treatment, who want treatment, are able to get it without any hindrance from insurance companies?
So what we've done are a couple of things. We have said that the criteria that any insurance company uses that offers a substance abuse benefit, which are required under the Affordable Care Act, have to use the same criteria so that whatever, whether you have Anthem or Harvard Pilgrim or some other insurance in New Hampshire, they will be the same criteria. Secondly, we said two outpatient visits should not have to go through the prior authorization channel. What we stop short of, because there will be legislation that will further consider this, is should there be the same requirement on pre-authorization for inpatient visit? The insurance department is a little bit skeptical of doing that without the study that they're conducting right now being finished. So we should have those results by mid-January. We'll reconsider whether inpatient treatment should not have prior authorization.
The state has a shortage of inpatient treatment beds for people with addiction. Has the task force taken any steps to increase the number of beds?
Well, one of the things that we did in the budget is to increase funding for alcohol and drug abuse prevention and treatment efforts. We increased that funding from $24 million to $42 million, an $18 million increase. Some of that money should be going toward more beds. We increased funding, for instance, for 10 new beds at the New Hampshire Hospital. Now, that's largely a mental health issue, but there's a lot of overlap between addiction problems and mental health. Those things are just now in the process, 3 or 4 months later, unfortunately, being allocated. So I think it's important to allocate those dollars, and there will be a request for another $5 million for the Commission on Drug and Alcohol Recovery that the legislature will take up.
Do you support that $5 million?
You know, I want to see how the $18 million that we just gave to these programs is going to be spent. Depending on whether we have the money available is a big thing. We still don't have that answered. We may, you know, have some consideration of this request. There was a request for more prosecutors at the Attorney General's office, drug courts, more law enforcement presence. So all of these things will have to be considered. I think that at the end of the day, we're going to end up funding quite a bit of these initiatives.
Well, Senator Bradley, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Senator Jeb Bradley. He's chair of the Joint Task Force for the Response to the Heroin and Opioid Epidemic in New Hampshire.